Well, hey there. Let's go. It's Wednesday, February 26, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. You feeling good? You feeling ready? I hope so. Let's get into it. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. There have been a lot of these lately, and airplane-related mishaps continue to be a top headline everywhere. Two separate instances are currently trending. First, a Delta flight took off from Atlanta and landed back in Atlanta 35 minutes later. The cabin filled with smoke, so they made an emergency landing. Something similar had happened 2 days prior on a different Delta flight heading to Australia. The FAA is investigating those. And I don't know if you've seen this video. I can post it if you haven't, but there was a real close call on the runway at Midway in Chicago. A Southwest plane was landing, and they had to abort that landing and lift back up to avoid potentially crashing into a smaller private plane. That business jet reportedly entered the runway without authorization. Just crazy stuff. The FAA is investigating that one as well. And all of the experts to calm concerns do still say it's safe to travel. All these stories are just getting a lot of attention right now following the tragic crash in DC last month. Alright, okay, on to sports. First, in the WNBA, Diana Taurasi is retiring. She announced it yesterday. She is the leading scorer in the league's history. She's been voted the greatest of all time by WNBA fans, the most decorated player in women's basketball history. In August, she became the first basketball player to win 6 Olympic medals, men or women. Truly impressive. Now at age 42, she is ready to step away. Great career. In other basketball news, Luka Doncic faced his old team last night. It was the first time he played the Mavs with the Lakers, and he put on a pretty impressive show. He had his first triple-double as a Laker, and they won 107-99 against his former team. Lastly, this one will be a major headline this morning. It's not official, but there are reports out there that Travis Kelce is expected to return to the Chiefs for the 2025 season. He had said he was thinking about it, and now the team's GM said that they are anticipating his return. Not official, but likely. On to some entertainment headlines before we get away from sports and relationship news. Chuck Liddell, UFC legend, is engaged. He proposed to his girlfriend Heidi Ray. The proposal was a big production with the Anaheim Ducks involved, the hockey team. She said yes. Congratulations to them. In other relationship news, Scarlett Johansson lost her engagement ring. She thought she did, at least. It turns out it was in a pocket the whole time she found it, but not before Colin Jost, her husband, dug through 12 New York City dumpsters looking for it. A dozen dumpsters, all for nothing. Nice job, though, Colin. It was a good move. Hopefully he found some other treasures in there. Sadly, The Rock's dog Hobbs just passed away. He was very torn up about it. He posted a tribute on Instagram. I can repost that if you want to see it at First Thing Pod. Lastly, I mentioned yesterday that there's a new Matthew Perry documentary out on Peacock. And in the doc, quite a few things come out, including the fact that Matthew was given 27 shots of ketamine in his final days. 5 people have been arrested since his death. And the documentary stresses the need for accountability in these types of cases. Moving on to movie and TV news. I've got a trailer up this morning for a new Nicole Kidman movie. She stays busy, man. She's putting out a lot of stuff. It's called Holland. This is a thriller/drama coming to Prime Video in a month. And yeah, the trailer is up this morning at First Thing Pod. Ayo Edebiri is reportedly moving from the bear to a dinosaur. It's reported that she will write and possibly star in A24's upcoming live-action Barney movie. Kind of weird, but I'm into it. Millie Bobby Brown is in the news after saying that she'd love to play Britney Spears in a biopic. She wants that gig. In TV news, this one's for the Marvel fans. Jon Bernthal is going to be back as the Punisher in the upcoming Daredevil series on Disney+. But not only that, he's getting his own special in 2026. It's like a standalone episode thing coming sometime next year. So lots of Punisher on the way. And Daredevil Born Again premieres soon, March 4th on Disney+. We found out a while ago that Blake Shelton and Tyler Sheridan were creating a music competition show called The Road, and now we know that Keith Urban is going to be the main man. Up-and-comers will be opening for him, for Keith, on tour, and then the audiences will decide who stays on the road and who doesn't. Sounds good. Premieres on CBS in the fall. John Lithgow was rumored to be in talks to star as Dumbledore in HBO's upcoming Harry Potter series, and he just confirmed it. He's in. He is our new Dumbledore. I like that. I've got a video up in the Instagram stories this morning of Jon Stewart comically breaking a mug on his desk during an episode of The Daily Show. He broke it out of frustration over the news, and it ended up doing some damage. His hand started bleeding pretty bad at First Thing Pod, if you want to see that. Lastly, a couple things to watch today and tonight. The 48th season premiere of Survivor is on CBS. That's an impressive amount of seasons. This might be more impressive, though. Also on CBS, earlier in the day, the 10,000th episode of The Price is Right airs. This morning, 10,000th episode. That's crazy. Okay, on to music. Drake just abruptly canceled the rest of his Australian and New Zealand tour. He had four shows left, just not happening. He put out a statement saying they are being rescheduled, but due to a conflict, those shows will not happen as planned. This is an interesting one. More than 1,000 British musicians like Kate Bush, Annie Lennox, Damon Albarn, a ton more came together to release an album that is nothing but silence. They're protesting plans to let AI use their copyrighted materials. There are 12 tracks, and the titles in order are The British Government Must Not Legalize Music Theft to Benefit AI Companies. That was 12. We'll see if this protest is effective. Back here in the States, the Shaky Knees Festival in Atlanta was just announced. It's happening in September. It's a big one. Deftones, My Chemical Romance, Blink-182, Vampire Weekend, Public Enemy, Lenny Kravitz, Sublime, a ton more. Weird Al. Weird Al's going to be there. My first concert ever was Weird Al and the Monkees. I'll post that full lineup. I kind of want to go to that one. At First Thing Pod to see it. Halsey's got a new song coming in a couple days. She just put out an album back in October, and she already has new stuff on the way. A song called Safe Word coming Friday. Lastly, we're getting a documentary about Ozzy Osbourne later this year. No Escape From Now is the name of it. It'll be on Paramount Plus. It's going to follow Ozzy as he prepares for his final concert ever. Some additional headlines on this Wednesday morning. Another update on Elon Musk's Doge, or Department of Federal Efficiency. Their goal is to cut government jobs and streamline things, but they've really just been running into a lot of issues, lawsuits and whatnot. Now it's reported that 21 civil service employees resigned from the department. They wrote a joint resignation letter saying they won't use their technical expertise to, quote, dismantle critical public services. The White House said this won't stop their mission. Also, it came out that less than half of all federal workers answered that "What did you do last week?" email that they had sent out. In other political news, this is hard to believe it's real, but it's real. Apple said they were fixing a bug in their software that transcribed Trump to the word racist. When some users would do, like, talk to text, if they'd say Trump, the phone would write racist. Apple confirmed that a fix was coming pronto. They said it was a bug, but some are accusing them of political bias. There's a measles outbreak hitting parts of Texas, New Mexico, and Georgia. The latest numbers say that there have been nearly 100 cases, and that number is climbing. Measles is a nasty one. Health officials in Texas are running mobile testing units in schools and pop-up vaccine clinics to try and stay ahead of it. In egg news, Denny's is now joining Waffle House with the surcharge thing. They just announced a temporary egg surcharge due to the nationwide shortage. How much of a surcharge will vary by region? Hey, this is good news. NASA has now downgraded the risk of that asteroid hitting us in 2032. Impact probability is now just 0.004%. Whew. I mean, that keeps changing, so it might be 10% by the end of the week. But for now, we're safe. And that brings us to the end. I always end the show with some good news, something positive. Today, it's a wedding announcement. Congratulations to this couple in China that just tied the knot. And they announced they have a baby on the way. Unfortunately, I don't even know their names, but I read about them. The thing that makes this couple special is the way they met. In December of 2023, she was riding an e-bike when he ran into her, hit her with his car. It was an accident, certainly unintentional. She ended up breaking her collarbone. He felt terrible about it. He visited her in the hospital every day, and over the course of that recovery, these two fell in love. Come on, that's a movie. It's very sweet. 14 months after the accident, they got married. I like it. Happy ending. Good stuff. Always look for the silver lining when something bad happens. Congratulations again to the happy couple. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. Thanks for being here. Quick and efficient look at all the top headlines. Should we do it again tomorrow? Yeah, we should. Meet me here then. Have a great day. please tell your friends about this show.